Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you today. Thank you for having us along. If you're just maybe jumping in the car, so we do appreciate that. I told you a few minutes ago, the SEC women's soccer tournament underway over at Ashton-Brosnahan. One of the semis today just finishing up here, and it surprised both Austin and myself. But South Carolina, they were rated number four, ranked four. They downed number one ranked Mississippi State this afternoon.
Yeah.
And which was kind of a shocker there. Everybody's getting prepared right now because in about 15 minutes, it is number three Texas at number two Arkansas. They kick off at 6:20. Then they have the finals on Sunday afternoon. I think it's either 2 or 4 o'clock. I'll check on that. But the finals come up, whoever. So we do know South Carolina in the finals, waiting to see the outcome of the Texas-Arkansas game.
Yes, and just to establish who we're taking, you took Arkansas, right, the other day?
Yes, I did. Yes, yes.
And
yes,
I took Texas just because you didn't.
Yes.
Alrighty. So we'll see who's right on that. But yeah, we were both wrong on Mississippi State. I really thought being the top seed.
We missed that one big time, didn't we?
Yeah. You know, being the top seed, I thought they would have had it together. Alrighty. Five people are dead after two murder-suicide in Santa Rosa County this week. Of course, this has been a pretty pressing issue because it follows another murder-suicide that happened just over a week ago in Navarre. Sheriff Bob Johnson, he had a press conference yesterday talking about this trend. One incident happened in Pace on Tuesday morning. In that case, Johnson said a boyfriend killed his girlfriend and then himself. The second happened later that night in Navarre. A man shot and killed his parents and then himself. Johnson said this is the fourth domestic violence-related murder-suicide in the last several months in his county, and he provided phone numbers for anyone struggling in a domestic violence situation. Those numbers have been shared on our social media and website. You can also call the sheriff's office, and they will get you to the right person if you are in need of assistance.
Okay, 613 News Radio 92.3. I will tell you this. The tarmac at West Palm Beach International getting very busy now as reporters from all over the world heading down to West Palm Beach as President-elect Trump preparing for day one. He's a busy camper. They're already saying he's like waking up before the sun. He doesn't quit till late into the evening. Fox's Peter Ducey is reporting at the White House with more on the transition to the 45th administration.
Just like every transition, 2 days in, we are starting to see the push and pull of presidential authorities. Donald Trump and his team don't yet have the Resolute desk, but they are down in Florida working on executive orders for day one. That's why Jen O'Malley Dillon, the Harris campaign chief, is telling Dems the work of protecting America from the impacts of a Trump presidency starts now. And President Biden insisting he actually set in motion plans and projects that are already working. They might just take a couple years. As there is talk about Trump proofing the Biden administration's accomplishments, President Biden is basically daring Republicans to try to do that, suggesting that it is going to take a long, long time.
Okay, and also President Biden has invited President-elect Trump to join him at the White House sometimes before Inauguration Day.
All righty, just about 6:15 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. First one this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Had some issues on Highway 90 and some on Gulf Breeze Parkway, but both of those spots have seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, we're sitting at around mid-70s here, 76, mostly cloudy out there tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms, about 20% throughout this evening. Tomorrow, though, there shouldn't be much, if any, rain. There will be a high surf advisory, though, as Friday's high is 81 and the low is 72.
News Radio 92.3, Raphael is in the southern Gulf this afternoon as a Cat 2 storm. There has been a significant change in the forecast over the past 24 hours. A combination of strong wind shear, dry air is causing the system to drastically weaken. Raphael's tracking southwestward, headed for the coast of eastern Mexico between Tampico, Veracruz this weekend. Not sure it's going to make that because now the indications in tracking have it moving off the coast, but then taking a drastic, like a 90-degree turn straight south. So, and then dissipating. We'll file it for you. Just keep it here. News Radio 92.3.
And a Shalimar man is accused of impersonating a police officer and even pulling over a vehicle in Okaloosa County. 69-year-old Salvatore Gruni was arrested Monday after allegedly pulling a motorist over in Destin. He reportedly told the driver that he had stopped him for reckless driving and said he was with the government, displaying an Office of Naval Intelligence badge. He was also wearing a pistol on his hip. The driver called Okaloosa County, the sheriff's office, to report the incident, and they said they confirmed that Gruni was a retired officer with the ONI and had been warned several times about similar behavior by his chain of command. And as a result of this history, he faces several charges.
Okay, we'll file that one under knucklehead this afternoon.
As we should.
The Pensacola Beach Vets Day Parade. Always like this. 35th annual parade rolling from Via de Luna west into the Casino Beach parking lot. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. This is an island affair. This year's event, 2 o'clock Monday on Pensacola Beach. Veterans wishing to participate, you still got time if you want to get in this parade. Contact Donna Cahill, 850-516-8533.
All righty. And we were talking about this earlier this afternoon, you know, with Trump winning the election and all that, and some of the demographics that either didn't show up for Harris like people had expected, or they did show up for Trump more than expected. Well, Trump can thank Latinos for his victory in Miami-Dade County. He's the first Republican to win the county since 1988. And there's a fellow named Sebastian Arcos. He works at Florida International University's Cuban Research Institute. He says that Cuban Americans in Miami-Dade like Trump's message on foreign policy, but also he blamed Democrats for a dramatic shift to the left that turned Cubans who escaped a communist regime to come here, kind of turned them off to the left wing. And he, not us, he describes the Democratic Party in the last 4 years as crazy, woke, and off the deep end.
News Radio 92.3, couple of medical topics we need to discuss this afternoon. Coming soon, here's a free community health care clinic coming your way. It's going to be available. It's called the Remote Area Medical. Introduces a pop-up health clinic. They'll do this over at the fairgrounds on November 23rd and 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no requirements for insurance or ID. And it kind of leads me into this because I got this this very important story from Fox earlier today. Diabetes, specifically type 2, on the rise here in the U.S. And Fox's Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A new government study reveals cases of diabetes are on the rise in the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data finds nearly 1 in 6 adults has diabetes. That's 16% of the population. Most of the cases are type 2 diabetes. The report also shows men are more prone to the blood sugar disease than women. It also finds about 4.5% of adult Americans aren't even aware they have diabetes. Data also shows the risk of developing type 2 is strongly linked to obesity and increasing age. The new data was collected from mid-2021 through mid-2023 and appears in the NCHS data brief. And while we're on the topic, a different study published in Scientific Reports finds regular physical activity helps to slow the aging of those with type 2 diabetes and that the optimal amount of physical activity per week is 594 minutes. That's just over 1 hour and 20 minutes per day. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You know, I mentioned this to you a few minutes ago. They fired up the lights in downtown Pensacola last night.
They did.
Yeah, lights are on and looking pretty pretty nice. It always looks nice down there.
Yeah, and as I said, some people will maybe complain about, we're diving into Christmas too early. But I just like the build-up. I like the scenery, just like you do, Chris. I think it's awesome. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the race for control of the House of Representatives, still undecided, but Republicans feeling kind of confident about it. We got details behind why and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and just rocking out here this Thursday afternoon.
Yep. That's what we do.
Hey, I forgot to mention just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the Christmas things going on around the community. Registration, by the way, still open for the Milton Christmas Parade, scheduled Saturday, December 7th. Thanks to you. I just got this a texter. If you want to participate, a mandatory staging meeting is scheduled for December 3rd. Put that on your calendar. It'll be at the Community Center over on Byram Street. That's 5629 Byram Street in Milton. Backup date for the event will be Saturday, December 14th. See, they're being very proactive with this.
Yes.
Planning ahead in case something does go down. Anyway, it's the Milton Christmas Parade, which you and I have both participated in. And we both say that is a long parade.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
long.
It reaches for a bit, but yeah, nothing I haven't done before. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. If you're being held up anywhere, hopefully it shouldn't last you too long. Let's see. Also, 76 degrees, mostly cloudy this evening, low of 73 tonight. As we get into your Friday, there shouldn't be much, if any, rainfall. High of 81, low of 72. However, throughout your Friday and bleeding into your Saturday, there is a high surf advisory in effect.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. I can already see the conspiracy theories cranking in some heads around the world. And why do I say this? Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered his congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump.
The Russian leader offered the comment in Sochi at an international forum. Putin said he wanted to congratulate President-elect Trump, adding through an interpreter,
"As I said before, we are going to work with any head of state that is going to garner the trust of the American people."
President-elect Trump has been criticized often by Democrats for references to Putin and other authoritarian leaders. He's not commented on any recent conversations with Putin, but last month said having a dialogue would be a smart thing for the U.S. and that he can have a relationship with countries he's friendly with. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Yeah, I can see conspiracy theories coming out real soon on that one. While we're talking about President-elect Trump, State Department details, they're saying and confirming today in fast motion, a plan for a transition under the next Trump administration is taking place, and Christian Goodwin has more from Washington.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Secretary of State Antony Blinken has appointed formerly retired Ambassador Stephen Mall to manage the agency's transition to the next presidential administration.
The peaceful transfer of power is an essential element of our democracy that is vital to our nation's security. That's why it's so important for us to conduct a smooth, efficient, and professional transition process.
Adding, the Biden administration is determined to make the most of its remaining 74 days in office, citing plans to make progress on critical issues, including ensuring Ukraine's success against Russia, competing with China, and ending the fighting in Lebanon and Gaza. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And hinted at this before the break, the race for control of the House of Representatives still undecided, of course, and it's going to take a while before we find out anything definitive. But Republicans are expressing confidence that they will take control once all the votes are counted. The GOP needs a dozen more seats to keep control, while the Democrats need more than 30 to flip it. But political analysts say that that seems unlikely. If the GOP does keep control, it would give Republicans control of both houses of Congress and the White House following Trump's victory.
627, News Radio 92.3, while we're kind of in the motif discussion of politics here this afternoon. Senator Rick Scott wants to become the next majority leader in the U.S. Senate, where Republicans have regained control. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he was stepping down from that post. It's Scott's second bid for that job after failing in 2022 to unseat McConnell. Republican senators are expected to convene next week and select a new leader. But let me tell you, there's a stack of big names ahead of Rick Scott.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going to have a big hill to climb on that one.
Yeah, and it's a day in court for former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani after he refused to turn over assets as part of a $148 million defamation judgment. Lawyers for two election workers say that he's yet to turn over any possessions as ordered by the court, and Giuliani himself says that they are not entitled to his Mercedes-Benz or other assets. He also says that the judge has scheduled a trial in January, which is the same time as Donald Trump's inauguration.
Okay, you've been telling me the weather's improving, and tomorrow afternoon looks pretty darn good.
Yes.
Okay, and I say this because the city of Pensacola is going to celebrate the grand opening of the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project, and while they're doing this, they will be unveiling the phase two of that project tomorrow, 3 o'clock, West Main Street. The event had, if you've been keeping up with this, had been postponed due to a spike in water bacteria levels. The city is moving forward with the park's opening as those levels have now returned to normal levels. So let me summarize. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Main Street, Bruce Beach Revitalization Project is taking center stage, and you are absolutely and personally invited to attend.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President-elect Trump has chosen his chief of staff. It's his campaign co-chair Susie Wiles, Fox's Aisha Hosni has more.
She is a longtime political operative from Florida, ran very successful campaigns, including one for Senator Rick Scott for his Senate run. She was Trump's campaign co-chair. She's even gotten a lot of praise from Democrats from the other side of the aisle.
Wiles will be the first female chief of staff in U.S. history. Republicans have retaken the majority in the Senate. The House is still up for grabs.
House Republicans are optimistic they will keep their majority. In fact, it could be a majority similar to the one they have now, maybe 221 seats or more. It's about the math. So that means they can't lose more than a handful of members on key votes.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session mixed, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh record highs. The Dow was off a half a point, the S&P 500 grew by 44, and the NASDAQ gained 286. Beyond Meat reversing a sales slide in their third quarter, growing revenue for the first time since 2022 as it started to charge higher prices for their plant-based meat. The company says its revenue rose more than 7.5% to $81 million in the July-September period. Nippon Steel, Japan's biggest steelmaker, is revising its full-year net profit outlook to $2 billion from a previous forecast of $2.2 billion due to inventory valuation losses from weak raw material prices. U.S. crude oil futures for December were down slightly, residing above $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. If the NFL MVP were to be handed out tomorrow, I think it would go to Josh Allen. And clearly Lamar Jackson also has a chance to win his third MVP award and will be in action tonight against Joe Burrow. Burrow right now is fifth in passing yards and second in passing touchdowns in QBR. However, the Bengals are an underwhelming 4-5 team. But with the win tonight, not only could it turn the Bengals season around, but it could also jumpstart an MVP campaign for Joe. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage is 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar!
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, a little funky music this afternoon. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you today. Just wanted to give you an update on the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament over Ashton-Brosnahan. This afternoon, first game, South Carolina downing Mississippi State 3-0. So South Carolina is in the finals. Underway right now, it is number 3 Texas against number 2 Arkansas. Whoever wins this game will be playing in the finals on Sunday afternoon. Austin in with a little bit of disturbing news this afternoon.
Well, it's not disturbing. It's just sad. You know, it was something that I think over the past couple days was kind of expected, and news broke about it early this afternoon. Ben Herbstreit, if you don't know who that is the dog of Kirk Herbstreit. And if you're a college football fan, you absolutely know who that is. Ben has passed away. He was needing some chemo treatment. He was an older dog. You could tell by looking at him. But he, because of his health issues and all that, and just how attached he was to Kirk and vice versa, Kirk had him everywhere. We talked about that the other day. Whether it be in the booth, whether it be at game day, whether it be on the field, but during a game, you know, on the sideline, meeting other mascots, meeting cheerleaders, so on and so forth. He was a fan favorite, and he unfortunately, I guess, lost his battle.
Okay, Florida Gators confirming today head football coach Billy Napier safe for another season. Got an extension to the 2025 season. Despite compiling a 15-18 record, 8-13 in SEC play as of this season, Florida currently 4-4 with all 4 losses, coming to teams currently ranked among the top 10 nationally. I want to get this in here also because it falls under the umbrella of sports. Florida's duck hunting season launches briefly November 23rd through December 1st, followed by a brief break. Then the season gets back and resumes from December 7th through January 26th. FWC confirms hunters need a license and a management area permit.
You know, Chris, I wanted to kind of touch back on that Florida thing. You had asked earlier this afternoon, you know, how do you think Gator fans feel about it? And, you know, I got to tell you, I don't think they should. If you are a Gator fan and you are upset about it, let me give you some words of comfort here. I do not think this is a declaration of love to Billy Napier. I don't think this is a matter of, oh my gosh, he is our coach. He has proven he's the guy. That's not it. They're looking at the toughness of the schedule. They're looking at the quarterback issues he's had. They're looking at the record in spite of all of that. And they're thinking, you know what? We have not seen enough this season to say this guy needs to be fired and we need to pay some huge buyout. That's what they're saying. If next year comes along, you don't have a schedule as tough, your quarterback situation's accounted for, and you still stink, well, then Napier's really gone. But until then, they don't want to pull the trigger on this guy for something that it seems like he can't really help. And if a postseason berth is still within reach for the Gators in spite of everything that's gone wrong.
Okay. Makes sense to me. You know, and you know why I believe also they gave him this extension. It was an emotional move. Because they were talking about how he's been a leader and motivator to his players with a bad season going on. So there was a lot of things behind the scenes that was based by the Florida officials giving him that extension. Maybe it'll work out for him, but of course we will follow it for you, especially you guys when you over at ESPN Pensacola.
Oh, yeah.
99.1 FM and 1330 AM. You guys, I'm sure, talking about that.
Well, and honestly, I wouldn't even call it giving him an extension. It's just, it's an extension in theory because, hey, we're not firing you yet. But it's just, it's literally just, hey, we haven't seen enough to fire you yet, so we'll keep you around for just a little bit longer.
Okay, Pensacola Ice Flyers doing a pretty neat promotional campaign. They took photos, and they got jerseys with the Blue Angels.
Yes.
It looked really great. Let me just remind you, Ice Flyers, after posting mixed results on the road this past weekend, let's just kind of write that off. They played Roanoke and Fayetteville. The Flyers return home Saturday against Knoxville in the Bay Center, in the Bay Center. Puck drop 7:05. So get out there and support the local good guys.
And speaking of supporting local good guys, going back to our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, we have your Thursday night football on tonight at 7:15, Bengals at Ravens. You can listen to that on 99.1, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
And you are listening to News Radio 92.3. The countdown to the big fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson begins streaming, and Fox's Michelle Polino all over this story.
Countdown, Paul versus Tyson is a sneak peek into boxing's biggest rivals who are primed to fight November 15th. The exclusive documentary will take a deep look into the two contenders, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, delving into their game, their drive, and their strategies.
The game plan is take what he gives you and you use that against himself.
The three-part documentary series goes behind the scenes with both training camps, offering insights into their process and detailing their biggest challenges. It streams on Netflix. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, and giving you your hourly Wall Street numbers here. Wall Street closing with stocks mixed, technically, as the post-election rally rolls on. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell less than a point to 43,729. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 rose by 44 points to 59,73, and the NASDAQ gained 285 points to 19,269.
And tagging on that, of course, if you have not heard as of yet, Fed Reserve today announced the next policy move on interest rates. After an influx of economic data, policymakers announcing a 25 basis point cut, making a lot of folks here, lowering the folks happy, lowering the benchmark federal funds rate to a range of 4.5 to 4.75%. Do you remember just a couple of days ago we were talking about the raccoon that got loose in the airport?
Yes.
LaGuardia, it was up in New York, LaGuardia International. We'll get this one here. Monkeys on the loose from a research facility in South Carolina's low country. Fox's CJ Papa has this one.
These monkeys may not be jumping on the bed as the kids' song goes, but they are causing a ruckus in the town of Umassi. The animals got loose from Alpha Genesis, which according to its website provides non-human primate products and bio-research services. The sheriff's department didn't specify the brand of the primates, although the company's website says it works with macaque and capuchin monkeys. It's not clear what specific trials the monkeys were taking part in or if they were exposed to any diseases. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And also the White House defending President Biden for not jumping out of the race sooner after Kamala Harris's defeat. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says anything that happens at this point would just be second-guessing, and I think she's absolutely right. We can sit here and think about ifs and buts all we want. She deflected any questions and would only say that Biden always put the country first. She added that Biden made the best choice by dropping out when he did, and many Democrats are now asking whether Biden should have quit earlier to give Harris more time to make her case to the American people.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, if you're a vet, you're going to like this one. Free help is now available for veterans trying to get benefits through the VA. Scambia County's Veterans Services offices helping veterans, spouses, and dependents to file claims for benefits throughout the entire process from start to finish. If this interests you or you would like some more information, here's a number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myascambia.com or in person at 3363 West Park Place. That is in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. So if you're a vet, be sure you take care of that.
All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get one last quick check of the road. Well, not one last, second to last quick check of the roads and weather for you here. And when I say quick, I mean it. The roads are looking pretty clear right now. If you're dealing with any problems, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 76 degrees, mostly cloudy out there. Tonight's low is 73, slight chance of thunderstorms, but those should not follow us much into Friday. High of 81, low of 72, high surf advisory bleeding into your Saturday.
Yeah, it's been a problem. Motorists kind of experiencing and having a little bit of frustration here. Delays is what I'm getting to at the several CSX transportation railroad crossings in Escambia County. Have you had to encounter any of these? I mean,
luckily, no.
Well, crews are, what they're doing is performing maintenance on those tracks. Each, here's where it gets kind of lengthy. Each railroad crossing is going to be closed for approximately 1 to 3 days. Depending on the required work, maintenance is expected to be completed in December. Traffic will be detoured during the time of these repairs.
And it's not clear how President-elect Donald Trump's win will impact his sentencing in his New York City hush money case. Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Juan Merchan has a few days to decide if Trump will face any consequences for hiding hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels. Trump says that the U.S. Supreme Court has given the president sweeping immunity from criminal prosecution, claiming that the verdict should be nullified since the Manhattan DA could not present evidence from his time in office. Trump's lawyers have already managed to push back the sentencing twice, and Merchan has until Tuesday to decide if the November 26th sentencing will still happen.
I made note of this earlier today. I just want to remind you, City of Pensacola is celebrating the grand opening of the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project. And while they're doing this, they're going to be unveiling the phase two of the project. Happens tomorrow, 3 o'clock on West Main Street. The event had been postponed, if you remember, due to a spike in water bacterial levels. This happened a few weeks ago. The city is now moving forward with the park's opening as bacterial levels have returned to normal levels.
Now, Chris, you said that earlier this afternoon that you've heard of this chain, but you've maybe not frequented there. All of the American Freight discount furniture stores are set to close. So that may not affect you, but it does affect some. The chain's parent company, Franchise Group, is shuttering its well over 300 outlets across the nation as they file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and the stores are now running closing sales.
I think I think they did some cable television advertising at one time or something like that.
Because I remember the one that would always finish only at American Freight, blah, 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 blah. And the big rig would kind of like the freight would, pull in. Like, I remember that commercial from years ago.
Well, I thought it was on cable. I wasn't quite sure, but the name sounded really familiar.
Yes.
A third annual Pensacola Mural Fest underway. And if you want to see the murals in the competition, they're stuck on the side of buildings all over town. Let me give you a few sites here you can go check out. 418 Garden Street, that is the Pensacola State College building. Pensacola Auto Imports at 725 West Garden Street. Strong Street Studio at 109 North A Street. Along the Barrancas Corridor, AdSync at 201 South F Street. And Vowels Printing at 1233 Barrancas Avenue. Reports coming in. These things are spectacular.
All righty. Good to hear. And you know what else I think is pretty spectacular? Apparently, the world's first wooden satellite has been launched into space. It's palm-sized, so very, very, very tiny. It was built by Japanese researchers and will be flown to the International Space Station and later released into orbit about 250 miles above Earth. And it'll stay in orbit for several months to see how wood endures the extreme environment of space. If I had to guess, I would assume not very well, but I'm not a scientist. The invention is an early test of using timber and Mars in lunar exploration. And if it's successful, it could open the door to other uses for wood in space. You know, I had questioned earlier this afternoon when we first tackled this why they hadn't tried that sooner. And I think you kind of hit it on the head. You kind of implied that, okay, well, maybe it's just their common sense kicked in and they knew wood would not be sustainable most likely. And now they're just trying it because they never had to before.
You know who Buck Rogers was?
That name sounds familiar. Yeah. I know I say that a lot, but I mean it.
It was a 50s animated astronaut cartoon type character. Buck Rogers, you know? Now, that's Buck Rogers stuff you're talking about.
Ah.
I was kind of laughing at there because just having wood out there is not a very stable product, especially if you're launching it into orbit.
Yes, that is true. I mean, who knows? Maybe that is what space and the race to get to Mars has been missing. What do I know?
Take wood up there. Why not? No termites. Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and you know what? If we do discover that there are termites on Mars after all, that would be all the bigger of a discovery. How about that?
All right, 6:50. 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. President-elect Donald Trump preparing for day one. Fox's Peter Ducey reports at the White House.
Just like every transition, 2 days in, we are starting to see the push and pull of presidential authorities. Donald Trump and his team don't yet have the resolute desk but they are down in Florida working on executive orders for day one. That's why Jen O'Malley Dillon, the Harris campaign chief, is telling Dems the work of protecting America from the impacts of a Trump presidency starts now. And President Biden insisting he actually set in motion plans and projects that are already working. They might just take a couple years. As there is talk about Trump proofing the Biden administration's accomplishments, President Biden is basically daring Republicans to try to do that, suggesting that it is going to take a long, long time.
All righty, 6:51 here. When we return, we got a bit of a box office preview for you, looking ahead to the weekend. And also, we got nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards being unveiled tomorrow. Details on all that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about Kamala Harris's concession speech, which I thought was actually quite a good speech. Maybe the best speech I've ever heard her give. Also talked about very unhappy reactions from people like late night host Jimmy Kimmel, the ladies of The View, and some of the despondency that they are experiencing, and some thoughts about why that's happening. And our frivolous topic was, who cooks, the man, the woman, both, or neither? Any portion of the show you missed, you can always listen to on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and great music.
Yep.
Good stuff there, let me tell you. I do want to remind you before we slide out of here in about 7 minutes, Pennair Credit Union has reignited its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. This is an initiative dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. Residents can bring their retired flags to any Pennair branch to ensure flags are retired with honor.
All righty, and hinted at this before the break, A24's new horror film Heretic may land a top spot at the box office this weekend. The film starring Hugh Grant is projected to make around $8 million in its debut. Meanwhile, Venom the Last Dance is set to make around $12 million in its third weekend. However, some analysts expect Heretic to blow past projections and finish on top instead.
You know, there is a new development in a case, this is happening up in NYC, by the way, of a man who lived rent-free for years in a hotel up there. Some people would say, oh, that's funny. But think about all the homeless folks that don't have a place to stay.
Yeah.
This guy ripped off the system, and Lillian Wu has more on the story.
Mickey Barreto, who used a legal loophole arguing tenants' rights to live for free for 5 years in a historic New York City hotel, has been found not mentally competent to face criminal charges for an alleged scheme to claim ownership of the New Yorker Hotel. He was charged with 24 counts of felony fraud and criminal contempt for actions including allegedly forging a deed to the Manhattan Hotel, purporting to transfer ownership of the entire building to him from the owner, the Unification Church. The judge has given Barreto until next Wednesday to find suitable inpatient psychiatric care. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that before about how that is kind of becoming a thing you need to start looking out for, and it is. It's very shoddy.
Is that a squatter's issue?
No, because squatters, the way I understand squatting rights or whatever is the place is owned, but it's currently uninhabited, and you stay there long enough to, I guess, achieve squatter's rights. And I'm sure I'm not using the right terminology there, but it's something like that. This, it sounds like they're getting a hold of a deed and forging it. And as you said, they're getting actual legal access to a home by that means, that is completely built on a lie. It's something different. I will say this, though. I don't know a lot about the legal ins and outs of that, but what I do know is traffic and weather together. And right now, there's not much going on the roads. Maybe some backups closer to downtown if you're traveling on Palafox Street near Cervantes. But that's nothing much to dig into. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, shouldn't be much if any rain, high of 81, low of 72. And be warned, your Friday does have a high surf advisory.
Okay, 657, News Radio 92.3. We got to talk about this. Raphael in the southern Gulf this evening as a Cat 2 hurricane. It goes downhill from here, folks. I guarantee there's been a significant change to the forecast over the past 24 hours. A combination of strong wind shear and dry air are causing the system to really break down, weaken. Raphael tracking southwestward, heading for the coast of eastern Mexico between Tampico and Veracruz this weekend. That's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to get that far, because what's going to happen, and maybe tomorrow, a little later tomorrow, it's going to take a drastic turn to the south, 90-degree turn to the south, and dissipate, and kind of we'll lose it from that point. So, as a summary, it now looks very likely that Raphael will not be of any threat to the U.S. Gulf coastline.
Excellent. All right.
It is, isn't it?
And hinted at this a few minutes ago, nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards being unveiled tomorrow. Among the names who could be up for the top awards at music's biggest night are Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Chappell Roan. Other artists who could receive multiple nominations include Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and Post Malone. Kind of rhymed there. Also, for the first time ever, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones could be nominated in the same category, as they each submitted songs for Best Rock Performance in 2024. Who would have thought? Nominees will be announced at 9:45 tomorrow morning.
You know, I watch a lot of Fox sports, like NFL events or so on Fox, and they always run these promos about this show called The Masked Singer. I've seen the promos. I've never seen the show before.
I've seen bits and pieces.
But Fox's Ashley Dvorkin speaks to Fox's The Masked Singer's judge, Rita Ora, about the latest show's ongoing season and this Fox celebrity profile.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with The Masked Singer judge Rita Ora.
There are so many amazing costumes. The song choices are unbelievable. Like the themes, there's like a Miley Cyrus theme. It's like, you know, it's just me being a music head and obviously coming from music and as a singer, like I always try and hear the songs and the voice. But they've really stepped it up a notch this season.
She's enjoying the addition of the Masked Ambassadors this season too.
You basically have an ex-contestant that's been on the show that has a connection to the current contestant. Yeah, keep up, guys. And you have to sort of understand what that connection is, and they can be from all different fields, and you're like, wait, how does this person know this person? And so, yeah, there's all of that.
She shared which fellow judges' guesses she's always impressed by.
Honestly, Jenny is just a beast. She is so quick. She's so smart. She's like my sister. She's very sort of calculated, doesn't want to say anything too soon. Like, I learn a lot from her.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
And she's talking about Jenny McCarthy.
Yes.
She has advanced college degrees. She is one smart lady, I want to tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Very smart lady. I forget which one of the brothers she married.
I'm not sure either.
Oh, anyway. That's who she was talking about, Jenny McCarthy.
Right.
Kind of goes right along with this. Don't forget Night Moves Festival returning to Maritime Park this weekend. It's an indie music acts, alternative acts. Going to be a lot of interesting things down there. For more information, it's available, nightmovesfest.com. Make your plans. Organizers saying much bigger, badder, and better than last year. A lot of bathrooms, shorter lines. And one thing folks wanted to have, more food trucks on site. Have a great night, everybody.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.